Who's looking for real estate wholesalers? So let's dive straight in to the question that we have here. So somebody says, use wisdom. So we're talking about... Hey, my friend, this is Ola coming to you live from my Empire Pro Studios. I'm the author of Smart Real Estate Wholesaling and the creator of 11dayschallenge.com. On this episode, we're talking about who's looking for real estate wholesalers. So let's dive straight in to the question that we have here. So somebody says, use wisdom. So we're talking about all the different comments. So not exactly questions. These are comments I see people putting on forums and comment areas and around the internet due to the crisis that's going on. But I think this lesson I'm about to share with you will transcend time, just because everything I've been telling you has not changed. Never mind what the prophets are saying, okay? What's going to happen is very, very simple, okay? More sellers are going to be willing to give their house away to you. You're going to have difficulty assigning them properties to buyers, because your so-called gurus are not going to be willing to buy the property from you. The existing buyers of the market will panic right now because they are basically, excuse my language, fucked for now, because they have money stuck in places. They're not sure what's going to happen. So the only way is new buyers coming into the game, and some that are confident enough, or some that have put some money away in the past and they see this, they've gone through a few crises and they understand how this works. But key thing is that there's going to be scarcity of buyers. There's going to be more contracts coming in the game, and there's going to be contracts everywhere, but these contracts are going to be useless. All right, there's going to be short sales. You need to get ready and learn how to do short sales, because a lot of people are going to be underwater. They can't afford their mortgage. They paid too much for the property because these values will tank before it comes back up again. So you got to prepare for that. This is based off of experience. I lived through 2008 recession and crisis. Some people say it's different, this one is different. Well, crises are the same thing. You got to calm down. You got to make sure you're positioned to not be desperate, okay? Now, the magnitude, of course, will be different. Technology is different. Things are different, of course. But people trying to be prophets in this time and telling you, just keep going. Keep going, absolutely, okay? I'm not knocking against that, but your expectations have to adjust. You have to be in this for the long run. If you're in this because you're looking to get rich quick, your business is effed. Does that make sense? So let's look at this real quick. So this person says, you use wisdom, people. People are dying or hospitalized. Is this the right time? You judge. This person is saying, stop business for now, right? The truth is that business does not stop. When we went to Walmart looking for water and toilet papers, crazy people last week, right? So business don't stop. All the sanitizers left the marketplace. Business did not stop. So no, business is not going to stop. However, any form of luxury buying will completely slow down. Why? Because people are scared. People want to retain cash. The only thing that make them feel like they have some kind of sense of assets and control, right? So another person answer, it must be the right time. Okay, that was the person from the last time. So this was what it was answering to, but it makes more sense. It must be the right time. I got two deals today. Okay. You know what? The same person answering another person, okay? Again, there's a lot of people that are over enthusiastic, okay? And I want you to be excited about this business, but I also want you to become an entrepreneur. I want you to become an emperor, become an owner of an empire, meaning you understand it's time to shave off and it's time to acquire. It's time to fire 42 people like Grant Cardone, and it's time to cancel contracts like Clever Investor, and it's time to reassess things, because value will change, because you're in the middle of a marketplace. You're part of a market. You can't immune yourself against that. You're part of a market. The market has been affected. Your family, you have to feed your family over time, not just now, okay? It's not about closing deals right now. Does that make sense? So the person goes, so at first he said he had two contracts, one coming tomorrow, another one. Now he's saying, I got two deals today. These are people calling contracts deals, okay? How did I know? Because he said somewhere else that his contract, right? I have a business, my man. I don't do this for hobby, okay? So they have all the lingos down, downright, right? But the problem is their actions, okay? Their problem is how they spend so much time in the commentary. I look at the commentary once a week to see how to create more content to serve my customers, to serve more people, so we can literally build some professionality around this game and stop chasing people and then vulture, becoming vultures for the people. Real estate wholesalers are vultures. Let me just tell you right now. Professional marketers are not vulture because they are looking for people that they can serve, that their services, their action will actually become value for them, okay? Investors, the same thing. They invest in real estate, put some work in it, and put it back on the market. You have to be somewhere between marketer and investor. Real estate wholesaling is one piece of strategy, and it's just a process. It's not a title, okay? People who come into the game as real estate wholesalers are vultures because they are desperate. They're chasing after deals, and they don't care who it's in the way. Even if it's the homeowner is gonna get crushed, they do dirty stuff, they get dirty, they backbite each other, and they steal deals from each other. That's real estate wholesalers. That's why you must avoid that title. And when somebody is searching for real estate wholesalers on Google, they're not searching for help, okay? They're looking for another person to devour. Another wholesaler is looking for another wholesaler so they can steal from more people. It's just a mindset, indirectly, unintentionally. They need to calm down and learn how to build a business, learn how to build an empire. Please don't take me out of context. Real estate wholesaling is a viable game, but it's a process. The idea is to serve people, to solve people's problem, not to go around talking about, I got two deals in the middle of Corona, when it's in fact you have two contracts, okay? If you're trying to inspire people, I get it, but there's a balance, there's a sweet spot in between. And from this person that was typing this everywhere, attacking people, I know there's a lot of people out there that are overly excited about the game, and I get it, but keep in mind, this is real business, okay? So yes, it's gonna be affected, but not so much. If you're using attraction marketing, if you're truly building a business, you're looking for people to serve, and you pre-qualify the actual right people to serve, all right? So it is not time for wholesaling. You will get a lot of that, okay? So somebody, it is not time, you will get a lot of that. He's advising people that you will get a lot of, it's not time to wholesaling. I would never say that. It's always time for business. Okay. However, what I've always taught you is an evergreen business, meaning it's not dependent on closing deals. Deals will close when the timing is right. You gotta be in the business to serve people. And yes, our back-end product is real estate, okay? But on the front end, it's about how can I solve that person's problem. If you're dealing with a seller, how can I help you get rid of a property that's a headache? That's the conversation. If the conversation is not going in that direction, you're talking to the wrong prospect. They're not motivated. On the buyer's side, how can I help you educate yourself about this game, and how can I help you get the best deal in the marketplace? All right, that's gonna take time. Let's get you on my list. In the meanwhile, learn how to do this. I'll help you. How can I help you? That's the direction you want to be going in this game. Not just be about and being obnoxious, which is a lot of people right now, because they're overly excited about the game. There is such a thing as overly excited, especially in the mode that the country is in. Business is shut down, but your business doesn't have to be shut down if you understand that this is a people-based business, okay? That it should be a people-based business, right? Plus, the government offices are pretty much shut down. Yes, the government office are shut. Good luck to you. The government offices are shut down, okay? So what that means is that business will slow down, okay? However, your business does not have to slow down. This is the time to start filling your pipeline, to start pounding out, to start learning marketing, to start learning how to build an evergreen business. This is the time right now to learn how to build a pipeline, because the successful ones know it's about having a pipeline, okay? If you want to learn that, just go to smartrealestatewholesaling.com. It's a free book. And if you go there right now, I'll give you real estate money secrets for free. Hopefully you've been enlightened and educated. We'll see you on the next one, and peace.